latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning, WJON News Time, 11:05 and 73 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. We'll have your WJON weather I forecast coming up after the news. A woman is charged with second-degree assault after allegedly attacking a man with a scissors. According to the charges filed in Benton County District Court, 33-year-old Leah Mihachak stabbed the man in the temple. Sauk Rapids police were called to the 700 block of Summit Avenue South around 8:30 Monday morning. Officers met with a man who was holding a blood-soaked rag over the right side of his head. The man said Mihachak stabbed him with the scissors and then left the scene. Police caught up with her nearby and chased her on foot as she refused commands to stop running. She was ultimately caught and arrested. The victim was taken to the hospital for surgery to repair a 2.5-inch gash to his temple. Police are investigating three shootings in North Minneapolis Monday, where nine people were hurt. It comes after multiple weekend shootings, including one that resulted in 11 wounded and one dead. Nearly a month after George Floyd's death, Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said many victims of the shootings are members of the African-American community.
And I want to say this here very clearly. Their lives are not disposable.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
We're going to restore order. We're going to make sure that people throughout our city feel safe. We will get to transformational change and a full restructuring of how we do business.
Both the mayor and police chief have asked outside jurisdictions to help in the effort. It includes members of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, ATF, Secret Service, FBI, and State Patrol. A Minnesota state trooper is accused of sending a woman's nude photos from her cell phone to his own phone while responding to a crash in Minneapolis. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office charged 36-year-old Albert Caney of Dayton with two felony counts of stalking with bias since the victim was a woman. According to the complaint, Caney responded to a crash on Interstate 94 back in March and detained the 25-year-old woman on suspicion of drunk driving. When the woman returned home, her boyfriend saw on her laptop that her phone was accessed and nude photos were texted from it to an unknown phone. When the boyfriend called that number, the person who answered eventually identified himself as Keeney. For the first time, the head of the union that represents the four officers charged in the death of George Floyd is commenting. Lieutenant Bob Kroll, president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis, told CBS this morning's Gail King they are not commenting officially on the case because they've not seen all the evidence, including the officer's body cam footage.
We would just like to see what we are entitled to in our agreement, in our policy, is our officer's body camera footage. It may shed some light that we're unaware of. Right now, we cannot make an informed decision regarding the other officers that do not appear on camera.
King went on to say it once again feels like the blue wall of silence. She asked Kroll if he understood why people are angry that the union hasn't played a bigger role in the response.
Certainly, we would love to have seen more. We saw the initial statement from the administration, which was wrong. And this has been a failed exercise in leadership here. And we wish we could have an early opinion in this, but it's up to the administration to stick with policy and give us what we're entitled to under policy. It does look and sound horrible. I completely agree with you, Gail.
Kroll also told King he does not think there is systemic racism in the city's police force. Small businesses throughout Minnesota struggling amid the COVID-19 pandemic are now able to apply for grant-funded support. Governor Tim Walz yesterterday announced Deed is now accepting applications for the $62.5 million Small Business Relief Grants Program signed into law last week. Businesses with 50 or fewer employees are eligible for grants of up to $10,000. That money will be evenly distributed between businesses in Greater Minnesota and the Twin Cities Metro. The 10-day application period closes on Thursday, July 2nd at 5 p.m. A randomized, computer-generated lottery process will be used in collaboration with the Minnesota Lottery to select eligible businesses for those awards. Now, Deed says the funds can be used for payroll expenses, rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, and other similar business expenses. For a link to Deed's website and that application process, you can visit our website at WJON.com, where we've set up a link for you in this story.
WJON Radar Blanders.
For St. Cloud and St. Anna, partly cloudy skies, a chance for isolated storms today, but expecting mostly clear skies. 78 the high tonight, maybe a shower early, but again, otherwise clear. 56 overnight. Tomorrow warming up to 87 with a mix of clouds and sun. By tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms expected to develop and continue into Friday. High of 83 Friday. Saturday, sunny 87. 90 for Sunday and Monday, cloudy and a chance for storms both days. It's 74 right now. You can listen live to WJON. At home with your Amazon Echo device, just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.